Resurrect the Republic, Truth Radio Broadcast, on RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. Hey, folks, welcome to Resurrect the Republic. All right, for tonight, I have a little bit of news before we get to the debate between No More News and InfoWars between Adam Green and Owen Schroyer. Also, following that debate, I'm going to share with you, we're going to kind of keep it themed, and I'm going to share with you a debate between Adam and a Zionist Israeli. These are the kind of debates that I think that we should be having, these kind of talks that we should be having, is very civil and polite conversation in between people on opposing viewpoints. I think that that's very healthy, and I think it's beneficial, and it can inform people really well. First, I want to get to some news from the past day. Project Veritas has exposed a communist executive deep state subverter within the executive branch, of course. It's a Democratic Socialist of America the guy belongs to. You guys can go to rtrtruthmedia.com. That's rtrtruthmedia.com, and it is at the top of the page from Project Veritas, Deep State Unmasked. And I go on to assert, it's my position that the Democratic Socialists of America are merely a watered-down Communist Party USA activity to try and skirt the illegality of the Communist Party USA in America, verified under federal law. That law would be 50 U.S.C. 841 U.S. Code. Congress found that and declared that the Communist Party of the United States, although purportedly a political party, is in fact an instrumentality of a communist conspiracy to overthrow the government of the United States. It constitutes an authoritarian dictatorship within a republic, demanding for itself the rights and privileges accorded to political parties, but denying to all others the liberties guaranteed by the Constitution. And I have the rest of the law posted at Resurrect the Republic or rtrtruthmedia.com. Another release was, of course, the U.S. government now can spy on journalists in America using invasive foreign intelligence measures. It allows all kinds of horrible behavior and operates outside the traditional court system, according to newly released documents. That is also on RTR Truth Media. And, of course, the Russia blames Israel after military plane shot down off Syria. Russia has said that Syria shot down one of its military planes, but laid the blame for the deaths on the 15 personnel on board with Israel. There's a reason why they laid that blame there. And just let me clarify, because somebody commented on social media that I'm pro-Russian. I don't trust Putin as far as I could throw him. He's former KGB, just like I didn't trust Bush, just like I didn't trust Hillary or Obama or any of these other Manchurian puppets. So, no, I'm not a mouthpiece for Russia. I just call it like I see it. I'm a non-interventionist. I believe in a limited government, strictly defined constitutional limitations upon that government. We have no business being in Syria, and we are in Syria. We're not just monitoring Syria. We are in Syria. U.S. troops in a sovereign nation. It's an act of war, is what it is. So they've just, you know, we've without congressional declaration of war, we're essentially invading a sovereign nation. Whether you like them, whether you hate them, doesn't matter. I like to kind of keep Chris Ann Hall type simple to this. Principles over party. Where is the authority to do this? And when you check out Jake Morfonios on Blackstone Intelligence's analysis into this, it really is a pretty good analysis, and he outlines all of this. So we're not going to go over that all again. But anyway, so The IDF has expressed sorrow over these deaths, but what had happened was the defense ministry said the Israeli jets put this plane into the path of Syrian air defense systems on Monday after failing to give Moscow enough warning of a strike on Syrian targets. And again, I pose that there should not be any strikes in Syria. Why is any other nation getting involved in the internal civil war in Syria, especially now knowing that just the other night I reported to you that Israel has been caught red-handed arming these militant al-Qaeda ISIS-like militants that are trying to topple Assad, and then they ordered one of their own papers to pull the article, but you know, it got out there before they could really do that, before it could have an effect. So, but the Israeli Defense Force, the IDF, has expressed sorrow over the deaths, but in a statement released on Twitter, they said that Israel holds the Syrian President Bashar al-Assad regime, whose military shot down the Russian plane, fully responsible for this incident, even though Israel pushed them into the area before anything could be done to stop it. So anyway, that report is also on RTR Truth Media. Embedded in that is also a little bit of a breakdown by Blackstone Intelligence. We'll get to that tomorrow night. So we've been working on building this, really putting some time and effort into rtrtruthmedia.blogspot.com. I'd like for you guys to go to rtrtruthmedia.com. Sorry, I'm still stuck on the Blogspot. rtrtruthmedia.com, and check it out for yourselves. At the upper right hand, you'll have our little donate thing. But we have all kinds of links, including, by the way, one of the best sponsors that we've ever had, really sponsored me in getting well a couple times, which is Pruitt's Tree Resin with the miraclesalve.com. Wonderful, all-natural product that I can testify has helped me. I'm not a doctor. I can't give medical advice, but it is an all-natural product that has, I believe, helped me incredibly heal at different times. So I ask you, if you support us, then please do support Pruitt's Tree Resin. So we're going to be getting to, in a few seconds, the debate between Adam Green and Owen Schroyer. Now, there's a couple things that weren't mentioned. It was a short debate, only 40 some minutes long. There's some things that I would have covered that weren't covered, but you know, Adam did pretty good. I would have brought up, you know, truck bombs and 240 Israeli spies arrested, deported Michael Chertoff. That I would have went down the urban moving systems route. He didn't get to do that, and I have since reached out to Owen Schroyer and asked him if I could have a crack at a debate to cover topics that weren't discussed in Adam's debate. But Adam did pretty good. So let's go. Rumble in the jungle.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the preparation for the Rumble in the Jungle. Tonight, Owen Schroyer v. No More News, Adam Green. So we have the info whore against Adam Green. So this is going to be happening any second now. So just sit tight. Hold on. Adam was just on our show, Resurrect the Republic, RTR Truth Media on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And we are getting ready to air the debate that should make history. Either one of two things is going to happen. I don't even know yet. Either he's going to show up and be completely obliterated because he's not going to be able to answer to the information that Adam has. Or he's going to chicken out, in which case that tells us everything we need to know. So sit back, ladies and gentlemen. You will be as surprised as I am. We'll be right back. further ado, Owen the Destroyer Schroyer. The F in white male himself is here on No More News. So, Owen, how you doing?
Oh, well, technical difficulties. That's not all that surprising. We are rebuffering this presentation. Just be patient. We'll get right back to it any second now. Yeah, anyway, it was pretty fun sitting in for this. For those of you out there that hadn't heard it, pretty interesting stuff anyway. How long does it take to rebuffer, brother? Wow. We having technical issues over there or what? Wow. Spin and reload. Well, that's interesting. Right as we were getting to it. Oh, Lord. Anyway. There we go.
I'm doing great, my friend. I'm doing great.
So we only have you for a little bit of time. It's 11 o'clock there, and you said 30 minutes, so we'll try to get through a lot of content here and not waste any time. People can see the video I did earlier today. It kind of shows what led us to this debate. I put up a video where I super chatted. You responded on the – oh, that's right. You're from Infowars.com, and The War Room is your show with Roger Stone. And so people can see that. Anyway, you're here. In all seriousness, I respect your courage for coming in here to the Lion's Den, and I sincerely thank you and appreciate it. So
this is the Lion's Den,
This
huh?
is the Lion's Den, yeah, whether you know it
all
or
right,
not.
Then.
So first of all, can we get it out of the way that I'm not a leftist? You said on the show that I was a leftist, and you realize that's not true by now, right?
I don't remember saying that. If I do, then I'm sorry for reporting that, and... I'm glad to hear it.
Okay. So, you know, I've been an InfoWars follower for a long time. I started following in 2008 and was super fan until about the last year and a half, since basically Trump was nominated and got in.
Okay.
Yeah. When did you start listening to InfoWars?
After the Boston Marathon bombing, I believe it was April 2013.
2013, okay. So, you know, there's a lot of people that have been following InfoWars for a long time, and there's always been these rumors and accusations that he works for Israel, he's a Zionist shill. Have you seen all those videos online?
I don't think anybody's seen all of them, but yeah, I've heard the rumors. I've pretty much see everything or try to see everything.
Okay. And you don't think any of these – have you seen any of the videos that I've done? I have a whole playlist exposing InfoWars and Alex Jones as Zionist gatekeepers.
I don't know if I've seen your whole playlist. I mean, like I said, I don't know. I've seen videos online.
Okay. Well, one of my videos has over 300,000 views, and it's former employees speaking out against InfoWars.
Okay.
And I just wanted to show you a few of these real quick. You can see my screen, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Just here we go. Here's Wayne Madsen was working there just recently. For years, I read comments about Alex Jones being a shill for Israel. I discounted them. As it turns out, they were all correct. And this is Wayne Madsen worked for you guys just recently. Now here's another former editor, Kurt Nemo, and what he has to say is, Alex Jones previously opposed most of these things with the exception of Israel, which he has refused to criticize. So there's another insider saying that he refuses to criticize.
All right, hey, you know what? Just pause right there. I didn't realize you were going to bring all this at me. I need to grab a pen and paper. I'll be right back.
No, you don't. All this. So just, I show two employees
Two.
Okay. So hold up. We got, let me just recall here. We got Wayne Madsen and Kurt Nimmo, correct? Mm-hmm. That's what we got so far?
All yep. Right. And I know what you're going to say. You're going to say, oh, these are disgruntled employees, but you don't understand.
No. No.
Okay. Here's another one. Rob Jacobson says that I agree they never touch Israel.
Oh, this is great. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, and here's Alex Jones's ex-wife saying, read this. Look at this, what this guy says. It's obvious Alex was embedded with the intelligence apparatus to instill fear. The point I'm trying to make here is that there's a lot of former employees and a lot of former listeners, including myself. I had videos on your guys' InfoWars. You guys talked about hiring me, I was told. You said I won second place in the Make Fun of Hillary contest. I'm not some liberal. What happened is you guys lied all along. Alex Jones lied his whole career about being a Zionist. And now look at what you guys are doing. You're pushing all the pro-Zionist propaganda. You're not talking about who really did 9/11. Trump is a Zionist, so close with Israel. You guys won't talk about Adelson. You won't talk about the Rothschild connections. So this is why people call you this kind of stuff. So do you know about Trump being bailed out by the Rothschilds in the early 90s by Wilbur Ross, and now that's our Commerce Secretary? You don't see that as a problem? $1 billion in debt, and he gets bailed out by the Rothschilds. You don't think he owes them something? And you know the Rothschilds...
I'll tell you what. No,
go ahead.
Calm down.
Go ahead. I've talked, so go ahead.
No. You know what? Look, I will say that there is a point to what you're saying right now, perhaps. I will respond to all the other ridiculousness that, honestly, dude, you have no idea how ridiculous those names to throw out there. But that's fine. But, dude, here, let me explain something to you. I mean, you really want to go into the dirt on this? You
Absolutely.
Basically, you are faced. Let's say that what you're saying is true, okay? Let's just say that's true. So you're basically saying that instead of Trump and Israel wanting to make America rich and sovereign, you'd rather go under Chinese communist rule, which is where we would have been going. Is that what you're saying?
Are you saying that we should play into the two-party system and do the lesser of two evils and ignore all of Trump's Zionist connections?
Did you answer my question?
I'm not going to sit here with hypotheticals. I got stuff, hard information.
You're not going to sit here with hypotheticals as you give me a hypothetical. That is hilarious.
I didn't give you a hypothetical.
So you're not going to answer?
Okay, here's another clip. Just so you're saying, okay, you're dismissing Kurt Nemo and Jacobson and all the other people and all the former listeners.
Play the clip.
Check this one. Check this one.
Every time I go, you know, to the InfoWars YouTube page, the Alex Jones YouTube page, that's what everybody is talking about is the Zionists. So I just wanted to address.
But if you notice, we'll have 97% positive comments on average. It's 97%.
Okay, 97% positive comments.
Wait a second. Hold on a second. Did you just play a clip of Alex Jones interrupting someone on air? No way. That never happened.
Stop messing around, Owen. I'm serious here. This is serious issues. People aren't going to like you joking around and trying to filibuster. So this is
the
video.
You're crazy, man. Okay. I'm sorry. You're crazy.
Right. Your terms, your labels don't mean anything. Alex Jones is not a Zionist.
As you're labeling people, dude.
Is this what he's going to do, guys? He's just going to yell over me the whole time? Look at this video, okay? This is from 2015. Alex Jones is not a Zionist. You see that? 32,000 views. 1,000.
He got you to click on it.
1,100 thumbs down and 480 thumbs up. You can go through the comments here, and everybody knows that Jones. I go to 9/11 Truth meetup groups. I'm in all these groups on Facebook. Everybody knows that you guys have a huge blind spot when it comes to Israel. It's no secret. And I'm not blaming you, and I'm not even blaming Alex Jones. He's probably compromised, threatened, blackmailed. But the bottom line is that years ago he would say Zionists had their fingerprints all over 9/11, and now he says Saudi Arabia and the 28 pages, and why has he never had any of the top 9/11 experts on that talk about who did 9/11, like Christopher Bolin and Ryan Dawson and many others? The whole 9/11 truth group movement feels like Jones is a gatekeeper, a Zionist gatekeeper, and betrayed them, and that's the honest truth.
Okay, so you're now saying that if an individual changes his mind over time as more information comes out and more intelligence is
developed? No. That's not what happened. First of all, just the other day in the interview Jones did, he admitted that Israeli intelligence was behind it. So he's known this all along. So why have none of the experts been on the show? Why has he been gatekeeping the experts that have top-selling books that tour all around the country, that come out with documentaries? Why is that? Why do all of these 9/11 experts all say that Jones is a Zionist gatekeeper?
Okay, well, what 9/11 experts? Because as far as I know, Alex Jones exposed 9/11.
Go ask all of them. Everybody knows. Okay,
yeah, name one.
So listen to this. Them? Okay, we're moving on. Trump, you guys say, Trump is going to help us reveal 9/11, the 28 pages, who not really knocked down the towers. Jones plays this clip of Trump when he goes, oh, yeah, there was bombs in the building. But you never play the clip from 2 days later when Trump completely flipped his story after talking to his buddy Silverstein and all of his other Zionist connections there in mobbed up New York. So why don't you ever play that clip of him totally? Do you need to see that clip? Because Jones never talks about it.
Sure, go ahead and play it. Okay.
Sorry, I thought I had it queued right up.
That's all good.
Even better, I have this clip. Here's Alex. This one's more important. This is Alex in a commercial break. Now tell me this isn't Zionist gatekeeping. Have you seen this one, Owen?
Globalists have got the power.
What?
The globalists have got the power.
They do.
You know who the global? I mean, you know, yeah. And it's going to be the next several years are going to be very interesting. And it's just like, you know, you're hitting around at is that the political Zionists absolutely, totally control the presidency and Washington. And it's even difficult to talk about on this show.
Because we do now, but, you know. Yeah. Because it doesn't even do any good. I mean, it's just, here we go.
Okay, your response to that, how does it not do any good to speak about Zionist power and control over America?
You know, I don't know, and I don't understand how that clip proves anything, but to be honest with you, I think that what Alex is referring to is that because people like you believe anything and are like create this crazy concocted narrative out of nothing. Like let me can I go back and address the former employees that we spoke of?
I don't want to waste time on them.
Okay, well I'm going to go ahead and do it because you played it and I'm going to respond. Okay, I don't know Kurt Nimmo. All right, so I'm not going to comment on Kurt Nimmo. That quote you put out there is hardly anything to say that Alex Jones proves Alex Jones is a Zionist shill. Okay?
Sure, a bunch of insiders speaking
Madsen,
out about refusing to
Wayne
criticize.
Madsen, mm-hmm. I know Wayne Madsen, mm-hmm. and I'm sorry that you're making me do this because I actually like Wayne and I think he's a good guy, but the guy's got some mental problems. Okay, so thanks for making me do that. And then Rob Jacobson, dude, I don't know what happened to that guy. That guy kind of went a little crazy at the end, and you know you can go find these clips. And you know what? I'm going to be polite to Rob. Okay, and I'm not going to tell the world the situation he's in right now. Okay, but he didn't mean what he said there, mm-hmm. and it's actually quite sad what happened with Rob Jacobson, who was with Alex Jones from the beginning. And you could actually, I mean, I could dig up all the clips. Rob used to come on my show all the time and joke. He called himself the Resident Jew. That was his own nickname for himself.
I don't blame
it was
you for
joke.
Calling him that. Yeah, that he shouldn't be suing you for that. That's ridiculous.
No, I didn't call him that. He called himself that. Mm-hmm. Okay. So, and then as far as the ex-wife is concerned, bro, you have no idea what lawyers will pay and media will pay to get people to do something. Okay,
dude,
and
they're all again, confirming
not,
what I already
I'm
knew,
not going
Owen.
To get involved again. I'm not going to be rude. Okay, no offense, but I'm not going to be rude here on your YouTube channel. Which, sadly, I can't believe you believe this stuff, and I can't believe your followers do either.
Okay,
I'm not going to be rude to the Jones family. Okay, and tell you the inner workings of what's going on between Alex and Kelly. But once again, dude, you're concocting narratives in your head that are so far from reality.
They're confirming stuff that we all already know, Owen.
I'm just trying to tell you, dude. Okay. I'm just trying to tell you. Okay. This is crazy.
So okay? Jones has not concealed and suppressed the Zionist role in 9/11 at all, in your opinion.
See, here's your problem. If Alex Jones doesn't come on air every day and say there's a Jew behind everything.
No, I knew you were going to say that. You're misrepresenting. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying there's a Jew behind everything. I'm saying Jones knows that the Zionists did 9/11. We all know
that
the Zionists.
The Zionists, then. Tell me. Yeah. Who are the Zionists that did 9/11?
Let's Silverstein, Netanyahu, Ehud Barak.
I call out Silverstein. I call out Netanyahu.
Lou Eisenberg. Okay, yeah. Well, do you talk about how Silverstein made weekly phone calls with Netanyahu and his close buddies with Trump?
So you literally think it's a just 100% Jewish conspiracy and there were no other players involved?
No, there was other players involved, but the
Okay.
No, they were the masterminds, they were the architects, and yeah, they collaborated with America and the Saudis, but you're ignoring the biggest role. You're ignoring the biggest role. Here's Trump.
No.
Here's the clip I was
going to
play for
Trump.
Hold on,
let me explain
something. You guys are ignoring it. Okay.
I'll listen to the clip, but let me explain something first. There were plans to take down the Twin Towers long before 9/11, bro. They tried multiple times. So this was an inner working plan for a long time, and they had to get a lot of pieces involved, okay? Mm-hmm. So just understand that, all right?
So why hasn't Alex Jones had on the top 9/11 researchers who write books and make documentaries about the Zionist role in 9/11? Why have they never been on InfoWars?
So you're asking me why Alex Jones hasn't had X, Y,
he's
or Z.
He's the tip of the spear. He's Mr. 9/11 Truth.
Can I please respond?
Mm-hmm.
You're asking me why hasn't Alex Jones had X, Y, and Z on his show? Okay, why are you ignoring the four documentaries that Alex Jones produced on 9/11? Why are you ignoring the fact that Alex Jones was the only person to say that it was a lie?
They were mostly kosher versions.
You're picking and choosing like one little thing.
No.
And it's like you just ignore the body of work.
Speaking of picking and choosing, you guys only look at the first clip of Trump on 9/11, and then you ignore this a few days later. Watch this.
And it's not.
Destruction is even more than a big plane, because you're talking about taking out steel, the heaviest caliber steel that was used on a building. I mean, these buildings were rock solid. And, you know, it's just an amazing thing.
And it's not right to call up and then extrapolate and connect him to 9/11 when he came out on the day of 9/11 and the day after on Fox and on CNN and said, I believe there had to be bombs in those buildings. It was brought down by explosives. A plane doesn't do that. And then describe the architecture of Tower 1 and Tower 2. If he was an insider, he wouldn't have said that.
Okay, so Trump did say that. 2 days later, this is what he said. Why won't you guys ever show this? He completely flips his story.
A lot of people ask, how is it possible that a Boeing plane would be able to destroy two planes would be able to destroy the Twin Towers? Because they were constructed to withstand like a 707... attack.
Well, it's tremendous power and tremendous heat, and people were willing to die, and when they're willing to die and when they're willing to become kamikazes of a sense, there's very little you can do about it. I mean, the heat and the power, actually it was amazing that the initial jolts didn't jar the building as much as people would have thought, but the tremendous amounts of fuel that was dumped on the building and 1,600 degrees temperature, I guess that's probably more than anything could take, no matter what.
So it went from the strongest building, it had to be bombs, to that there were hijackers and no matter what.
Even a plane, even a 767 or a 747 or whatever it might have been, how could it possibly go through this?
The point is that Trump is not going to expose 9/11 because he's tied in with all the people that did 9/11.
And that clip is your proof?
No, there's a lot more proof. Look at who Trump's top campaign raising funds was. Lou Eisenberg. That was the guy at the Port Authority that gave the buildings to Silverstein.
Right,
look
so
at
wait,
his
wait,
buddy Giuliani. Hold on, don't stop me when I'm talking about the dropping the names. That's an Alex Jones move, buddy.
Go ahead.
Okay, so this is why I think Alex Jones stopped talking about Israel. And
you are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, welcome back, folks. Resurrect the Republic, RTRTruthMedia.com. Here we go with the rumble in the jungle. InfoWars.
You're in this clip. This is why I think Alex Jones stopped talking about Israel. And you're in this clip. You make a cameo. Have you seen this one? This is Mossad visits Alex Jones.
I'm telling you, that's the weirdness. And then I had this Mossad agent, one of the top guys in the country, whose cover is writing for a major magazine. And he gets here and I go, I know this is really a visit from the Mossad. He goes, well, I'm sure, but I'm... Well, how'd you know that? I'm not really doing an article. I just want to see what you're planning to do to Israel. And I'm just like, I'm not against Israel. I'm not against anybody. I'm against World War III. And so...
You're against men.
And I have this conversation. I go, look, I know not just Israel was involved in 9/11. I know a bunch of countries were. I think it's wrong that false flags are carried out. And as long as he knew it wasn't personal, he just ran off. You know. And then I had MI6 show.
So what's going on in your head right there, Owen? You're like, oh, my God, did he just say Mossad visited the studio?
Dude, once again, you're playing a clip that has absolutely no power of proof at all. None.
Okay, so he knows Mossad is a secret journalist. Hold on. The Mossad, a spy, Israel spy, is a secret journalist, and Jones knows it, and he's just keeping this a secret from everybody. And then he tells him, oh, yeah, I know it's not just Israel that did 9/11. And it's like, this is around the time when he's just stopped saying Israel did anything and just only talking about the Saudi connections. It's gatekeeping.
See, but look at this. Now, but see, didn't you notice something here? I didn't even know you were going to play that clip. And what did I say? Yeah, you learned that there's other parties involved, and it took more than one group of people to do this. So see, we've done the research. We get it. You're stuck on the same dimension that you've always been on. But, dude,
No. I was on your level, and now I stepped up out of the kosher InfoWars. I stopped drinking the Kool-Aid, buddy.
I'm sorry, man. I got news for you. You've never been on my level, okay? Mm-hmm. Not even close.
Yeah, you're on that Alex Jones Jesus level, right? That next level?
What does that clip prove, though?
Okay.
I'm sorry. What does that clip prove?
Okay, here's Max Kaiser. I wonder if you and Alex Jones got a message like this.
I don't know what that clip proves. What does that last clip prove?
It proves that Mossad visited him and told him, stop talking about 9/11 in Israel. And Jones, that's exactly what Jones did. Now watch, this is Max Kaiser. He got the same message about Israel. Look at this.
When we were doing a show for BBC World News called The Article with Max Kaiser a couple of years ago, we only had one editorial direction, and that is we could not mention Israel in any context.
Right,
sure. That's the only thing we heard from the BBC.
And as you know, over the last couple of years...
Okay, now here's another one. This is the English Defense League.
Oh, time out, time
okay.
out. No, let's stick on that. Okay. Again, what does that prove?
Max Kaiser gets messages saying don't criticize Israel, and this is the same thing that happened to you guys. You got a visit from Mossad.
Time out.
Okay.
You do realize that Alex Jones doesn't just get threats from Israel. He gets threats from a lot of different groups, okay? And he talks about it a lot, too. So I could go pull clips like that and say, oh, see, Alex Jones got threatened by Russians. He must be a Russian. Oh, Alex Jones got threatened by a CIA agent. He must
not
be
when
CIA.
You're towing the line. Dude, you're surrounded by Zionist media, Breitbart, WorldNet Daily, Rebel Media. Look at all these people from Rebel Media. Ezra Levant says Rebel is a Zionist company. And now Alex is like, let's hire Laura Loomer. Let's hang out with Jack Posobiec. All these guys are working for an openly Zionist company. Prager, Fox News, how you guys are all close with Hannity now? Hannity is neocon
close
trash.
With Hannity?
Yeah, oh yeah, you guys
what
are...
What does that mean?
I think Alex Jones and a lot of people believe that something happened where the Zionists in America said these things like they said to this nationalist group in England. Have you seen this video? Do you know about this?
Hold on, whoa.
Since you're so next level, I'm sure you
Can
know about this,
get back
right?
To the question? What do you mean we're close to Hannity? What does that even mean?
No, you guys are in tight with Hannity. I've heard Alex Jones say, Hannity's a patriot and he's the best guy in media and that kind of stuff. Trust me, everybody sees
so
it.
So what? So what does that mean?
Okay.
What?
Look.
What?
Will you watch this clip.
You just make some claim.
The most important
and then you just say, Alex Jones compliments
the English
on Hannity
League,
on air. They must be tight.
British
like, dude,
Freedom Party.
Oh, man. You're
listen,
you're crazy,
listen, Owen. You
all
keep
right.
you keep taking
nah,
each
fine,
thing.
Fine.
Owen, you keep taking each that's point fine. I give and you make it like that's the only point, and you go like, well, that doesn't prove anything. You have to have include all the evidence together, the big picture. I know it's hard for you, but, I mean...
Dude, no.
Okay.
You can have
hold
a big
on.
Picture,
tell me
but
this.
None of the puzzle pieces fit,
all right.
you don't.
Trust me, here, we're 22 minutes. I don't know if you want to go longer than 30, but I still got to get
no,
to China runs
no,
Hollywood
no,
and the Saudis
no,
run
no.
the Federal Reserve. Okay. This is the EDL. Oh, why don't we move on to that, actually? Here is Milo. I called in once when Milo was on to bring up this clip, and Jones hung up on me and didn't let me finish my point, like he always does to the callers. Dishonorable.
Oh, so again, disproving your
my
point.
My mother
but
is
go ahead.
Jewish.
Okay. So have you seen this? Milo admits the Jews run the banks, the Jews run the media, and now here's Laura Loomer tweeting the same thing. I mean, if a Jew can say it, are you going to call her a racist or say there's Jews hiding everywhere? Here, look. Jewish owners,
wait,
CEOs.
Wait, time out. Hold on. Whoa. Okay. So you realize that Laura Loomer and Milo Yiannopoulos, who you're saying are calling out the Jews, right?
I'm saying they're bragging about Jews dominating media and in government, yeah, and banking.
Okay, so I don't understand. So are they Zionist shills? Or
no, they're proud Zionists. Not all Zionists deny their power.
Oh, proud Zionists. Oh,
yeah.
Okay. So are they in on it too? Like what?
Absolutely, yeah. Laura Loomer goes
oh,
and takes
are.
Pictures with Sheldon Adelson, man. They're trying to move the embassy. Do you know about the Third Temple? Hey, what do you know about the Third Temple, Owen? What do you know about
dude,
Trump being
hey,
Cyrus?
Look, bro, look, dude. Hey, you need, here's the thing. Here's
no, no,
the thing.
No, answer.
Look, dude, there's plenty of Jewish conspiracies out there, okay? There's plenty of Jews that are greedy and corrupt and all that. I'm yeah, absolutely.
And they all love Trump. They're all backing Trump.
Too, man.
AIPAC ran Trump's campaign. How is Trump going to be America First when his top donor is Sheldon Adelson, who is clearly Israel First?
Ran Trump's campaign. Bro, the Jews are not communist. Do you not understand? The Jews are not communist. They want to have a central bank. Yes,
yes, they are.
They like Trump. They want America to be rich.
Okay, so you want InfoWars to love Israel and to be Zionist then. That's the point. You guys always denied being Zionist.
No, dude.
And you're hardcore Zionist propagandist.
No, bro. You have some weird thing in your head that's the only conclusion you can reach. I don't know what that is. That's some weird mental block you have. Okay? I don't know, bro. That's weird shit, though. That's honestly weird shit.
Okay,
you need to open your mind.
I think you're the one with the mental block.
You need to expand your horizon.
Here's the point. Okay, expand this, all right? We got Milo, been on your show, Jewish. We got Laura Loomer, been on your show, Jewish. They're both saying Jews dominate media, government, banking. So now why does Paul Joseph Watson say that they don't control anything?
Okay, here we go. Usually this is a question we don't like to entertain because of obvious reasons. But we're going to answer it anyway because it's Ask Me Anything. England Rising in the UK says, what is your opinion on Jewish influence in the media? There it is.
There's the Jew question.
Yep, there it sits.
Have you seen this, Owen?
People who are obsessed with Jews controlling the world never seem to present any evidence. I mean, I read the news every day. I track the narratives that the mainstream media comes out with. I don't see a big Jewish influence. I mean, Jewish people aren't really that present. You don't really notice them anywhere. I don't believe in this Jewish conspiracy because
no Jewish conspiracy. You don't see him anywhere. How does Milo and Laura Loomer have it so different than Paul Joseph Watson? And how do you guys try to claim that Hollywood is ran by the Chinese?
Okay, well, go ahead and look at where funding is coming from now. Go ahead and look at some of the messages. Go ahead and look at Apple getting into Hollywood. And again, nobody said that the Jews don't have major influence in Hollywood. Paul Joseph Watson in that video, I would say he's just wrong. I would say he's just wrong. If he doesn't know about Jewish, influence in American media and stuff, then I would say he's just wrong. He's not trying to hide anything.
And, he knows. You can look at the before and afters. There's videos on YouTube, before and after Paul Joseph Watson. Oh, you act like before and after videos is not proof of something. It's, you can shake your head all you want. People just go, I'll put it in the description, Paul Joseph Watson before and after.
Dude, you have scrubbed through a lot of InfoWars videos. You probably should work for us just to get all the clips.
So you guys keep talking about how the censorship is from China and China runs Hollywood, and you just admitted that's a lie then. So why did you just repeat that the other day?
What did I say was a lie?
You said that you said Paul Joseph Watson was wrong and that there is Jews that dominate Hollywood and media. So why is Jones in InfoWars always saying that China dominates Hollywood?
Because China is going after Hollywood. I don't understand why you asked me a question I've already answered.
Okay, here, look at this. This is what Alex Jones did, all right? In 2015 or 2016, this billionaire was going to buy up 6 studios. He wanted to. It was his plan. But here, China buys 6 Hollywood studios. Alex Jones, January 2017. Look down a little further. April, a few months
later.
Ladies
and gentlemen, this is Adam Green.
Hollywood deals have come to a screeching halt. Those deals never happened. This guy ended up going to China and building his own Hollywood, and now he just recently died, and it's failing. He's not investing.
Oh, that's probably a Jewish conspiracy too. His death, I would say.
Dude, people don't like your little corny jokes, dude. They're not funny.
Oh, okay. That would actually make sense though. But okay.
See, wants to take over Hollywood, but it didn't happen. What happened to Wanda's tycoon dream of Chinese Hollywood? So it'd be just really great. See, no one is willing to sell him a Hollywood studio. China's Hollywood romance sours after trade war. See, will you guys stop with the China? And then, here we go. Who said the Jews run Hollywood? Lack of diversity. It's all Jews in Hollywood. Times of Israel. Los Angeles Times. Jews totally run Hollywood. You bet. And then Jones has even admitted this before, and he says it's COINTELPRO is taking his words out of context.
I've been taken out of context when I've obviously Hollywood is predominantly Jewish dominated. No one denies that. And I was pointing out the biggest single owners in Fox, if you put them together, are Saudi Arabians. Rupert Murdoch has a deal where he
can own a minority of Fox, but in those deals, he and his family still control Fox.
But of course, the COINTELPRO spun that I was saying that It's just ridiculous. Yeah.
See, so he admits he knows the Jews run Hollywood and he got caught, but now he's still doubling down with the China runs Hollywood stuff. You don't see how that's a problem, how that's like disinfo and gatekeeping?
So, like, do you not understand news developments? I don't understand.
Do you not understand it? The guy was gonna buy studios and it never happened, and you guys still to this day are saying China runs Hollywood. It's a complete lie.
Okay, no. Again, we report on China attempting to buy up Hollywood. Okay. They're still attempting to buy up Hollywood.
No, they built their own Hollywood.
Okay, so they built their own Hollywood, and apparently the guy died, but that's not a Jewish conspiracy somehow. I'm surprised. But I don't understand. So you just played Alex Jones saying the Jews run Hollywood, and you're saying, look, Owen, he won't admit the Jews run Hollywood. I mean, this is incredible stuff, honestly.
Well, he's not. The last I've been listening to him say that China runs Hollywood the last few months.
And my guess is that story about the guy trying to buy up Hollywood was on Drudge Report, so he covered it, and then the next story wasn't on Drudge Report. So that's my guess. I don't know what the case is, but I promise you no one's trying to hide anything. So do you have anything else to ask me?
Yeah, Michael Glassner was a regional director for AIPAC, and it was Trump's campaign. And he's running the next one, too. And if you really don't know about this whole Third Temple stuff and all this prophecy with the Christian Zionists wanting Trump to rebuild the temple so the Jewish Messiah can come and Jesus can return and all this end time stuff, I know you have to know about this stuff. You guys
have... Sure, there's that.
Trey Parker on your show.
There's the secrets of the Egyptian pyramids. Bro, there's all kinds of stuff out there.
No, we're not talking pyramids.
You just focus on one thing. There's the mysteries of Antarctica.
You can't just ignore one thing.
There's the mysteries of ocean. No, dude. You just focus on one thing.
Dude.
I'm everywhere, dude. I'm expansive. You can't get off one thing.
You won't cover Trump and the temple and that all these Christian Zionists think that Trump...
Oh, my gosh, dude.
Dude, you know they want to rule the world from
Jerusalem.
Hold on, have you seen Ben-Gurion?
Oh, shoot.
Have you seen Ben-Gurion?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, what just happened?
Have you heard of the Belt and Road Initiative? And the New Silk Road?
No, but why don't you send me the information, and I'll tell you what, I'll cover the story tomorrow about the Chinese billionaire not being allowed to invest in Hollywood,
okay.
And I'll say that everything we ever said was wrong.
I hope that'll
make you realize that we're not Zionist shills. Hey, have you seen my T-shirt? Let me guess. You think this is some secret symbol right here? Are you one of those guys?
You guys are definitely pandering to Jews now.
So this is perfect. This is how I'm going to end the show. Dude, look, man. We'd probably be friends, honestly. I think you're probably a good guy. I think we'd probably be friends for real. We may disagree in politics. But I just want to explain something to you. I saw this theory about the hexagon logo shirt and the hexagon logo. So I said, you know what? I'm going to find out just exactly how that logo came to be. Let me tell you how it came to be.
I don't care. I don't want a long story. I got more important stuff to get to.
It's a very short story. Oh, but you know what? Of course you wouldn't want me to tell it because you want to stick to your radical, crazy beliefs that this is some secret symbol. We have a Latino man that works in our graphics department who likes to design things. And he put together a logo and we put it on a T-shirt. And I said, wow, I like that logo on the T-shirt because it's inconspicuous and it won't make somebody hiss at you or be mean to you. So I'm going to promote that. I think people will like that. And somehow people see this and create this crazy, crazy conspiracy, dude. So I just wanted to give that
to you. It's not that crazy.
It's crazier than you think.
So,
and there are, you know what? Hey, it's been good.
I wanted to ask you about your co-host real quick. Are you going to run off? Are you going to let me get one last topic in?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. InfoWars article 2008 from Wayne Madsen. It talks about...
Oh, Wayne Madsen.
He was with InfoWars for a long time. You can dismiss him now that he turned against you guys.
I already know the story and Roger Stone being in the sex cults. You know he talks about that on air, right? Like, you're not finding anything secret.
Okay.
Okay.
Do you buy Alex Jones's tranny gate explanation on the tranny porn?
Tranny gate explanation?
I mean, you saw it.
I think maybe you should get your mind out of what pornography people watch. How about that?
I mean, I was just asking if you bought his explanation, and if you think he could be compromised by something like that.
because of a tranny porn. You know what?
You don't think that sexual deviance could be compromising?
Okay, well, I don't know what somebody may or okay. may have on their phone or not. Anything to do with blackmail. But let
me help you out a little bit, okay?
I don't even know Alex's excuse. I don't really care. It's totally irrelevant. All right?
Let me tell you about Roger Stone, okay?
No, I'm out, dude. I'm out. I already know it. I got to go, man.
I don't know if you know it all.
I've been live on air for 6 hours. All right, here's the deal. I want to go out on a good note. I think you're probably a good guy. I think we'd probably get along. I really do. But I'm just telling you, dude. I'm just telling you. You need to. I don't know what, but
okay.
this stuff.
I'll tell you
dude,
if you want.
Not, it's not. It's not right. It's
if you want me to stop saying, if you want everybody to stop saying,
no,
you guys
you
are Zionist shills.
No.
Okay.
You can do.
Okay.
Your
whatever.
Stuff.
Whatever. You guys are
dude,
losing your audience.
No.
I get messages every day from people saying that. Okay.
Okay. And that's totally inaccurate. We get bigger audience every day.
Okay.
But
how about this?
But that's fine. That's fine. It's fine. Dude, I'm just.
You're impossible to debate.
I'm telling
you're worse than a liberal, man.
Okay. All right. Okay. I'm just telling you this because I think you're a good person. I'm sure there are tons of Jewish conspiracies out there. The Zionists are real. It's all real. That's not it. There's other stuff out there. There's a lot of other stuff at play.
You got to read Ben Gurion's interview about the Supreme Court for Mankind, the Rothschilds. The New World Order is a Jew world order.
Good night.
And the Zionists did 9/11.
This has been fun. You're a good person.
All right.
This has been fun. Peace and love.
34 minutes. Owen Schroyer, you didn't do so good, buddy. I think I destroyed the destroyer. Okay, so, wow, I didn't, sorry guys,
okay,
I wasn't able
good.
To check the chat at all. 1,500 people watching.
That's good.
I hope you guys thought I did all right. He was tough, you know, he wouldn't let me get many points out. I had
Mike,
so much more.
That's good. Folks, what you didn't get to see while that was going on in real time were my comments. Look. I really dig Adam Green and No More News. He's a good guy. But in real time, I was typing, dude, Hollywood, China, urban moving systems, the truck bombs, 240 Israeli spies, the Fox News segment, the firefighters that reported bombs blowing in the lobby. Of the World Trade Center. I was at the edge of my seat going nuts. I wanted a shot at that. I really did want a shot at that. Hollywood. Who cares? Like, yeah, Hollywood's been an influence, and these other things are important. And it is important that a lot of people that have left InfoWars have had some seriously critical things to say. I think Owen deflected a lot of that. And ultimately, I think, yeah, Adam did pretty good. But man, given the opportunity, Owen, if you're listening, I'm going to do the same thing that Adam did. I'm going to challenge Owen Schroyer to a friendly debate on the topics of the things that InfoWars does not cover regarding 9/11, which I think is more important than anything else than anything that's happened in the past 20 years. Not talking about it and blaming it. The 24 pages. Remember when the 24 pages came out and Alex Jones just went nuts? And then remember when Netanyahu came out with that secret intelligence that they had grabbed from Iran and a big present? He learned from the last time he was mocked. Instead of showing up at the UN with a piece of poster card with a picture of a cartoon bomb on it, he did have a little, I have to give it to him, he did have a little bit better of a display. behind him. But anyway, oh good Lord, that was it was still interesting. So now I want to share with you, because I'm going to just stick with this theme tonight with Adam Green from No More News. Adam had, and this was a lot more, I believe, a civil debate, a debate with a man called Shlomo Gordon. Shlomo Gordon was running for the Knesset, lives in Jerusalem, and for the remainder, we're gonna be listening to a very interesting, and it's really important, I think, to have these friendly debates with folks like this. I think it's really important, which is why I'm going to follow up this little bit of mudslinging fest in part one with this interview. This debate between Adam Green of No More News and Shlomo Gordon. Go ahead and roll.
Okay.
Hello, everyone. Adam Green here with No More News. It's July 16th, 2018, and I have a very, very special guest today. Coming all the way from Jerusalem, Israel, we have Shlomo Gordon. And Shlomo is what he calls himself an honest Zionist.
Hello, everyone. Adam Green here with
No More News. Hey, guys. How you doing?
It's July 16th.
I'm glad to be here from my porch in Jerusalem.
Coming from your porch in Jerusalem via cell phone. And so tell us a little bit about yourself, Shlomo. You are in you're running for office for the Knesset, and what is your party, and what is some of your political ideologies?
Okay, so my party is the Zehut Party. The chairman is Moshe Feiglin. The general line, I would say, is pretty much right-wing libertarian. Or you could call it minarchist. We want to cut the size of government down from 29 departments to only 11, which of course means we can lower taxes. We want to get rid of regulation. We want to make it Israel a much more business-friendly place. Of course, this will encourage Aliyah, Aliyah is what we call when a Jew ascends to the Holy Land, when a Jew comes home to the land of Israel. For example, there's all sorts of bureaucratic hurdles. French Jews that want to make Aliyah, and then when they come, and let's say he's a doctor in France, he comes to Israel, and because of stupid socialist stuff from the when the left was in power that the right never really dealt with, there's so much bureaucracy, so much regulation. Israel should be the medical tourism center of the world. There are so many Jewish doctors, there's no reason for Israel not to be a medical tourism destination. And this doesn't happen because of stupid socialist ideas that are still too strong here. So these are the kind of swamps that we're trying to drain. And my party is, of course, super. We think that Trump is great. We think that we would like to do similar things in Israel that Trump is doing in the U.S., for Israel is a small country, so for us to put sanctions on a different country, there's no point. So we're for just taking completely free market. I see why the U.S. will sometimes do things like Trump did against the Germany, the EU. You put up sanctions so that they take down sanctions, and then you put up tariffs so that then they take down tariffs. But Israel has no power to do that. Our GDP per capita is about the size of that of France, but we're about an eighth the amount of people as in France, and we've got a third of our population that's at war with us. So, in some degree, that's not true. Not a third of the population, maybe a tenth of the population.
You're talking about the Palestinians?
Yeah, I mean, most of these. You know, I work in the market in Jerusalem. That's my
ladies and gentlemen. We will be back in the second hour with this debate with Shlomo Gordon and Adam Green from No More News. We'll be right back. RTRTruthMedia.com, Resurrect the Republic.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.